This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, Nancy Pelosi has an incredible mafia background, and she's being positioned once Trump and Pence are removed, which they will be soon if they don't take action, of any state, to be the president. So let's look at her horrible mafia past. She truly comes from a family of psychotics.
News today.
One of the most influential officials of the federal government, the Speaker of the House is second in line after the Vice President in succession to the presidency. Is Nancy Pelosi fit to be Speaker of the House? Nancy's father, Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., served in U.S. military intelligence alongside imprisoned gangster Lucky Luciano, who helped cut a deal between the United States and the Sicilian Mafia to assist in the defeat of Mussolini during World War II. After the war, Luciano went to Italy and began smuggling heroin into Baltimore, where Nancy Pelosi's father, D'Alessandro Jr., had become mayor in 1947. In 1961, he was the subject of a special investigation run by the FBI. They were looking into his notorious business affairs with the Baltimore Mafia. In 1953, Nancy's brother was arrested and tried for gang raping two girls ages 11 and 13. Nancy Pelosi worked closely with her father in politics, and she began her own political career in 1976 when she was elected as a Democratic National Committee member from California. In 1991, the DEA's biggest heroin bust in the U.S. was at a Hayward, California warehouse in the Bay Area. Nancy Pelosi and other prominent names were investors in this Hayward warehouse. Nancy Pelosi was an investor in Presidio Partners, who took over San Francisco's historic Presidio Citadel in 1995, where Mikhail Gorbachev became its first civilian tenant while helping to draft Agenda 21 for the United Nations. This enclave, free of U.S. controls, soon became a globalist utopia for New World Order leaders. And Presidio Partners became known in San Francisco as the Pacific Heights Mafia. She is worth over $100 million and has a reputation for abusing her use of American taxpayer funds, including spending over $100,000 in just 2 years for in-flight alcohol expenses and $50,000 for an escort officer for a one-week trip to Italy and the Ukraine in 2015. Is Nancy Pelosi fit to be Speaker of the House? Second in line after the Vice President in succession to the presidency?
Affordable.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
A wall is an immorality. It has to do with a wall is an immorality between countries. It's an old way of thinking. The wall, in my view, is an immorality. You know it. Infrastructure, innovation, inclusion.
Just stop it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Our final story this week, of course, is the dramatic, some would say ludicrous arrest of longtime Trump associate Roger Stone. The man is 66 years old, frail, barely able to post shirtless photos of his jacked body. Clearly, no threat to anyone, yet this is somehow the FBI. This is how they raided his home.
My man.
Yeah, just horrifying. Now, here with his side of the story is a man you look at and instantly think, I trust this guy. Please welcome Roger Stone.
What a fun couple of days. I'm loving the ride. Go Nixon.
Mr. Stone, you had a harrowing past 36 hours. Your home was raided. You were arrested and charged with 7 felony counts, including lying to Congress.
That was 4 counts.
But the indictment says 7.
Okay, I'm lying. Honestly, I think I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life. I mean, 7 felonies, 1, 2, 3, I can't even count that high. How cool is that?
But Mr. Stone, what I think you're really trying to say is that you're a feeble old man, right?
Oh, yeah, right. The pity thing I want to go with. I'm just a poor, helpless old man. I'm 66. I'm almost as old as Sting.
And that's why it was so awful the way the police raided your home.
Exactly. The whole experience was so harrowing. And afterwards, I could only manage 1 radio interview and a speech from the steps of the courthouse and 2 appearances on television. It's horrible.
And haven't these ridiculous accusations made you poverty-stricken as well?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm broke from my legal battles, and now no one will buy my books.
Well, why will no one buy your books?
Because they're bad!
Okay, just tell people how they can donate money to help you.
I've set up a donation page based on a phrase people have been yelling everywhere at me called, "Hey, Roger, go fund yourself."
Well, thank you for your time, Mr. Stone.
Pardon me?
I said thank you.
Oh, no. That wasn't a question. I was saying that to the president. Pardon me!
Well, I'm sure he appreciates your loyalty and your eccentricity.
Hey, I'm just a normal and straightforward guy. And live from New York, it's Saturday night.
So it's a big joke that Hillary was involved in Uranium One, selling out 20%+ of our uranium, and that Mueller delivered the uranium to the Russians secretly, and that Loretta Lynch met secretly on the tarmac illegally with Bill Clinton when she was Attorney General, or that we have all the emails of the FBI agents covering up Hillary's crimes and breaking all the hard drives and bit bleaching them, or that they illegally got funding to surveil the president and lied to courts to get warrants later, or they lied to Congress about doing that, or they lied to the president and Congress the last 2 years about secretly surveilling the president in a counter-espionage investigation. A rogue group at the FBI and Justice Department lied to the executive, the legislative, and the judicial, and are trying to remove the president duly elected as a populist by the people. Think about that. And in this nation, our new symbol, if we fall to this, should not be the bald eagle. It should be something like a sloth, maybe an ostrich, the old joke, head in the sand. But an ostrich really isn't scared. It's putting its head in the sand and listen for vibrations at a distance. It's just crazy to then read that indictment. Seven count, nothing about Russia. All these people arrested. All these people indicted. And nothing there, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely nothing. But, you see, that's because the deep state had to do that. And see, now they divert us while we fight just to keep free speech in America, to allow any conservatives on the internet. While we fight and try to say we're not Russian agents, the globalists are the people that are openly trying to destroy the sovereignty of this country. And I know I'm stating the obvious there, but that's really what's going on here as they maneuver Nancy Pelosi, as they maneuver Hillary Clinton into the White House. Think about that. There's a report we aired part of earlier that's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. I suggest everyone see, because most people don't know that Pelosi's dad was a famous gangster or that her brother was arrested for raping little kids. But people should just know where this woman comes from. Is Nancy Pelosi fit to be Speaker of the House? Very important report. We also have another big report interviewing college students across the country who still think that the Covington Catholic school boys are evil and bad and should apologize. And even when our reporter, Caitlin Bennett, brings it up to them that people are calling for their deaths, the loving liberals on the universities agree and say, yes, kill them. That's what's being created. That's what's being set up. That's what's being developed here in America. And it's that dumbing down that has maneuvered us into the position of where all the big propaganda gets put out, and then the retraction is little bitty and small at the end of the next day's newscast. And all these people just get secondhand news. It's incredible. But you know, it's the arrogance of the globalists that's going to undo them, because they thought Hillary Clinton was a shoo-in. They thought Hillary Clinton was going to get into office, even though she looked like a corpse, acted like a demon, had an incredible criminal history. She ran the Democratic Party. She controlled the foundation. She controlled the human smuggling. Since her days as a young lawyer, her job was representing child rapists. That's what she chose to do to get in with the establishment, like Pelosi. That's who you are. That's how you make your bones. And now she thinks she's going to run again. And she's positioning herself to do just that. Hillary Clinton, not ruling out running in 2020 report. Hillary Clinton, Hillary Rodham Clinton, locked in 2020, dim contender to face scrutiny over Wall Street ties, Mueller selective prosecution Stone, Venezuelan-style shift narrative after Stone indicted. And then it goes on. CNN White House correspondent Inside Politics reports that Clinton told people as recently as this week that she isn't closing the doors to the idea of running in 2020. I'm told by three people that as recently as this week she was telling people that, look, given all the news from the indictments, particularly the Roger Stone selective prosecution, you know what happened? The Hill scrambles these articles where it takes, so we've got to check this when we print some of these. Because what happens is I read this on a computer screen, and then we print it, and then it's got photo boxes that then scramble the text. But it gets into it all here, and we don't even really need to read this article, do we? Because we already know that she's planning to run. In fact, here it is. Zeely added that Clinton believes running could be a possibility given that she won the popular vote over President Donald Trump. And then it goes on from there. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders set to announce 2020 presidential run. Isn't that just horrible? Get to hear that old swindler, crook, never worked a day in his life, run around and tell us that white people don't know what it is like to be poor. So I'm looking forward to all of that. And then meanwhile, Bloomberg calls Trump a pretend CEO. That's right. But Bloomberg, he figured out computer systems that could basically rig the stock market. So he's a really good guy, and we should all listen to him because he's going to tell us how much fat to eat, how much salt to eat, how much sody pop we can have. He calls himself a technocrat and says he'll run our lives. Meanwhile, former Starbucks CEO Schultz says Donald Trump is not qualified to be president. But he's going to tell us how we should behave and what we should do. Now, when we come back, Europe is coming apart at the seams. Globalism is falling. It ties into Venezuela. And China's next. And George Soros is now joining the bandwagon to take down China. What does that mean? This is a big development. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. And Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer join us from Roger Stone's house. They came and took all his computers, all his equipment to be able to broadcast normally, but we've been able to get him rigged back up to be on air with us. And the big takeaway here is mainstream media is all over saying gag Roger Stone to the court. Why is he allowed to talk? Oh, absolutely. All of you get to talk. All of you get to make up whatever you want. But here in America, we need to shut somebody up. But is it the $64 trillion answer that Trump knows they've been illegally spying on him, lying to Congress, lying to the executive, lying to the judiciary, saying they weren't? This is a total cabal. It's absolutely rogue. And we need special prosecutors put in there to go after these people. But no, no one does that. So if Trump is going to destroy himself, that's the way it is. But notice, ladies and gentlemen, no Russia collusion. So, Roger, obviously you got SWAT teamed on Friday morning. And we're going to have some footage coming up later with an establishing shot from across the street where CNN was to show people, you know, then fading in the SWAT team raid and all that unfolded there. We've got some other footage where you've given us a tour, but we're going to premiere that tomorrow when we have the establishing shot. But the first thing we're doing here right now is you and Owen breaking down where you see all this going. Because when I hear you on air and on other shows and on my own, you get into how you're innocent. We all know that. What about Uranium One? What about Mueller being involved in it himself? What about them involved in Russiagate? What about how they're involved in a giant cover-up? For me, it's the hypocrisy that you've done nothing wrong, and these people are up to their eyeballs trying to overthrow an election, and then Trump sits there and doesn't do anything about it, Roger.
No, Alex, I think you're absolutely right. That's the reason, of course, that they want to silence me, because I have been a critic. I wrote a 5,000-word piece on Uranium One for the InfoWars website over a year ago. This is the largest treasonous crime in American history. And the reason they are so anxious to silence Roger Stone is because I have pointed out the political nature of the Mueller investigation. I pointed out that the prosecutor chasing me was Hillary Clinton's attorney in the illegal server email scandal that James Comey covered up. I have pointed out that the Podesta brothers made millions of dollars in uranium and aluminum and gas and banking from the oligarchs around Vladimir Putin. There's no question that the entire Russian collusion narrative, in which I am ensnared, in which you are now ensnared, Alex, is meant as a diversion from the massive treasonous financial and constitutional crimes of the Clintons and the Obamas working together. These people sought to undermine democracy. They sought to steal the 2016 election just in case this outrageous cartoon character, their depiction, not mine, from New York, had a chance to be elected president. That's why they had the insurance policy. And now they are moving aggressively to silence me and to shut down InfoWars because they know that we're going to mount this in my defense. Well, let me be clear. Since I am accused of lying to the Congress, something James Comey and General James Clapper and John Brennan, the psychopath CIA director, and Hillary Clinton all did without any penalty, I will be calling members of the House Intelligence Committee as witnesses at my trial. I will be calling Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell. I'll be calling some of the Republican members, too. And I intend to prove that they are the ones lying, that they have been the ones using the investigation to cover up their own crimes. I will prove that Adam Schiff was the one who took calls from Russians or Ukrainians trying to peddle faux negative dirt on Hillary Clinton. This is an opportunity to demonstrate the entire hypocrisy of the deep state. And that's what I intend to do. That's why they are so desperate to silence me, to gag me, to shut me down. They will probably put enormous pressure on me to reach some plea deal because they have no interest in going to trial. I'm not going to do that if I have the resources to fight.
I'm going to get Owen's take here in a moment. Again, Roger Stone exclusively joins us here from his home in Florida. You predicted this a few months ago. That's why they want it to be Russiagate, not some other made-up corruption, because that would just take Trump out. They want Pence as well, because then third in line is Nancy Pelosi. She then appoints the vice president of the Constitution. She's already said that would be Hillary. Now the Congressional Black Caucus is coming out and saying, let her give the State of the Union. Trump isn't president. She's the president. There's a flotilla of articles and statements today. President Pelosi, House Speaker, holds public bill signings to compete with Trump. Black caucus chair. Pelosi should give State of the Union since she's running the country. Pelosi, still no plan for State of the Union, even with government open. She says she'll get back with Trump. So they're definitely making a power move. Hillary now saying in the Hill that she is probably going to run. Well, we already have that from insiders. You put all this together, Roger, they are clearing the way to remove Trump and then install Hillary and Pelosi, and then have new federalized elections that Obama put in via executive orders before he left, and we'll never have another real election again in this country. This is the end of the country.
That appears to be the case. Right now what they're trying to do is delegitimize Donald Trump as the president. We saw this when he gave his Oval Office address 2 weeks ago. Oh, Trump should not be allowed to address the nation. The networks demurred as to whether they were even going to carry it. Would they ever have done anything like this to Barack Obama or even George W. Bush? Zero chance. So now trying to elevate Nancy Pelosi, who attacked me yesterday on Twitter, saying that my indictment proves a conspiracy with the Russians. No, it proves nothing of the kind, Madam Speaker.
But Roger, you can just respond to her. Oh, I'm sorry, you were banned on Twitter ahead of all this so that you wouldn't have your own voice. That's the most sickening part about this, Owen. You've had a chance to be there at the House this morning, this afternoon, and to see the media out there in camp who are openly, even Raw Story reported, booing Roger to the point you couldn't even hear him at his press conference.
Well, if we draw back and look at this, you can see the power of the mainstream media, where somebody just turns on CNN or MSNBC and they just see Roger Stone raided, you know, Roger Stone bad, Roger Stone Russian, and they run this huge media hoax, and the average consumer of news is totally clueless as to what's going on. They're totally clueless that this is not news. It's just, it's propaganda. It's agenda driven. And so they can totally destroy the man, Roger Stone, just like they can destroy the man, Alex Jones. And then the general public that does no research, trust what they see on TV. They think, oh yeah, Roger Stone, he's a bad guy. Go ahead and lock him up. And then the next angle is that, guess what? InfoWars is banned on social media. Roger Stone is banned on Twitter. He's not allowed to speak for himself. They'll probably gag him. Who knows? Maybe they'll just rip his larynx out. So this is what they do, Alex. They use and they've been doing this to you for years. They use the mainstream media construct, which people don't understand is just propaganda, to build a scarecrow, a false character, and then when they assassinate that false character, everyone cries victory, and they don't know what's actually going on behind the scenes.
Gentlemen, there's no doubt that the globalists are making their move. And when we come back, we'll talk about the next targets on Mueller's hit list. And Roger, who's really been calling things like he sees it being accurate, what he thinks the timetable is for their move to take down Trump, and then what they do after they've done that. Because they've told us they have announced all semi-autos to be banned. Democrats just announced it today.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So here we are in the great tyranny of 2019. And we've got a huge corporate media that wants Donald Trump out, that wants America's back broken, that wants us deindustrialized, that wants control of our children, that wants to run our lives. And now Roger Stone has been SWAT teamed with more people than Bin Laden was SWAT teamed with. And we have Saturday Night Live making jokes about it, saying, oh, it was terrible. I got to do a radio interview and a press conference. Isn't that just interesting? So now, he's a bad person because he wants to have his speech. He wants to be able to be heard, and it really upset the left. In fact, here's a headline, raw story, Roger Stone drowned out. Roger Stone drowned out by lock him up chants while giving press conference to blast Mueller. That's raw story. Others said he was drowned out. But Jonathan Tillove, at the Statesman, in another article, after Stone arrest, is Mueller probe targeting Alex Jones? And at the end of the article, it says that I made it up. Nobody drowned out Roger Stone. Nobody drowned out anybody. Just like a couple weeks ago, I said, we have Washington Post, others calling, saying, did we pay Corsi hush money when we hired him and when we let him go and gave him some severance? Oh, that's a conspiracy theory, Alex. You just want to be in the narrative of all this. And then here it is in the Washington Post. Witnesses and special counsel probe, former Stone associate, collected payments for InfoWars through jobs Stone arranged. Everything turns into something evil. Everything turns into something bad. This is how they attack people that are standing up for the nation. So, Roger Stone, Owen Schroyer, there in Roger Stone's house. You guys are going to go to D.C. tomorrow, and you're going to be arraigned on Tuesday, and we're hearing the drumbeat to silence you. That's really the big narrative here, Roger, is that just like they've silenced folks on the internet before they're persecuted, now they physically want to silence you and everyone else. This is real 2 minutes to midnight type stuff.
Well, and the left is salivating. I have Jake Tapper saying that Roger Stone will enjoy prison. I have the neocon John Podhoretz saying that given Stone's proactivities, he probably wants to go to prison. They're giddy on Twitter. I'm still trending after the second day. They still don't understand that I revel in their hatred because they wouldn't hate me if I hadn't been effective. If I hadn't been effective in helping nominate and elect Donald Trump and defeat the evil witch Hillary Clinton, I wouldn't be targeted. I'm not targeted because I was engaged in Russian collusion or any conspiracy whatsoever. I'm targeted because I am an American, because I believe in the Constitution, and because they think I'm in the way of their impeachment drive or their removal drive. Donald Trump's in grave danger. The sooner he wakes up and realizes it, the better off he's going to be. You can see them delegitimizing his presidency. You can see them preparing to install Nancy Pelosi. The media is insisting that Mr. Mueller has cards he hasn't shown. Well, I've seen this indictment, and there are supposed conservatives and Trump supporters who are lying about me, and that will be proven in the end. But, conservatives eat their own, and in this case, I think the takedown of InfoWars, the silencing of Roger Stone, this insidious war of censorship across all platforms is a precursor to their efforts to move on the president that we helped elect. It's that simple. And by trying to shut InfoWars down and by trying to retard your ability to do commerce and to sell our great products, it's an attempt to deprive us of the resources for the coming
year. And by the way, we all just kind of mentioned that. Taking off hundreds of platforms 7 months ago, took PayPal away, tried to take all our banking away, tried to have software companies say we can't use software, silence us on the internet so they can then organize and lie about us, and we can't respond back, just like you can't respond back to Pelosi lying about you. This is incredibly dangerous, and to see the press that's supposedly the guardian of that, now total corporate whores, Owen and Roger, set loose as attack dogs to call for silencing everyone that's nationalist, this is a real crisis.
Well, here's the trick. The trick is getting the American people to understand that the American mainstream press is the enemy of the people. Because we're obviously talking about what they've done to Roger, what they've done to you, Alex, what they've done to InfoWars, but that same strategy, that same formula, they apply to anything. They apply it to Trump and the government shutdown. They apply it to Russian collusion. They make something up. they use the television, which people just stare at and believe for some reason without doing any research on their own. And so it immediately becomes truth. Oh, Roger Stone was raided by the FBI for Rush collusion. Must be true. They said it on CNN. Oh, Alex Jones, you know, pushed a kid over outside of a shopping center because they read a report on the internet. Well, it must be true. Good. I'm glad he's bad. So this is what they do. And the American public doesn't understand when they're watching television news, when they're reading the Washington Post and the New York Times, that's not news. That is propaganda.
I agree. We have the most hardcore of the most hardcore patriots from all over the world, of every race, color, and creed, listening. They get it. They understand. They're fighting hard to get the truth out. But they need to get even more aggressive. They need to go to congressional meetings. They need to fly to D.C. and go talk to senators and House members. They need to call into C-SPAN. They need to get really involved and thank local stations for carrying the show. But also, go speak in front of your church about what's happening. Get out of your comfort zone. Don't be spectators. And I know most of our audience already understands this, but this is bigger than Roger Stone or Alex Jones or Donald Trump. The globalists were making their move on nation states. They were making their final move on our country to break our borders and our sovereignty and cause a race war under Hillary that she would then control and bring in real tyranny. But that's failing not just here but all over the planet. So, Roger, I think it's the good news is, yes, we're being punished for being major leaders with a great audience of activists that helped get Trump in. But the good news is even if we get destroyed, if we lose the battle, we're going to win the war in the end for our children.
We have to hope so, because that's what we're in this for. You see, the globalists are in it for money and power. That's what it's really about. You know, I'm at enormous risk right now. So are you. So many others in the front line. They may destroy us in the end, but we're doing this for our children and our grandchildren. We're doing this because we cherish freedom, because we cherish liberty. We cherish the right to free expression, and we love our country. They want to destroy this country, and they don't want to abide by the results of a democratic, fair election, which Donald Trump won. They cannot get over that fact. The president must declassify the information that will expose the deep state effort to hijack the last election through surveillance and the illegitimate and illegal use of the FBI. That is the most important thing that he must do, and he must do it soon. He must do it tomorrow. I don't know what he is waiting for. The idea of waiting for Mr. Mueller's report may never come. He needs to move now to expose the quislings inside our government who sought to undo the results of the last election through their insurance policy.
And as they sit here and they talk about Roger Stone and Alex Jones, everybody knows, again, it was Hillary Clinton that colluded with Russians in the 2016 election. It was Bob Mueller and Hillary Clinton that cut deals to make Vladimir Putin the number one holder of enriched uranium in the world, which was his goal. But guess who's there to run cover? Guess who's there to tell you a big, big, fat load of lies? CNN, MSNBC, The Washington Post, and The New York Times.
But let's be clear.
That's why Trump calls them the enemy of the people.
They are. CNN now runs the censorship. They collude with the FBI to stage things. They are the interface between rogue agencies and corporate cover, and it's the nexus point between CNN and the Washington Post. They're the two main groups. They're worse than the New York Times, who are engaged really in criminal racketeering that was funded when Obama left office. This is a real rogue government conspiracy we're facing. Final segment for the Sunday transmission that Mike Adams hosts, Counterthink, always powerful, in the hour after, Infowars.com/show. The stations obviously are welcome to pick up Counterthink as well. Without you telling people about Infowars.com/show, our local stations, the censors will work, they will win. So far, they've been failing thanks to you taking action, but I'm telling you, this race to the finish is really, really close. So now's the time to take action like never before.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now I'll be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, for the weekday broadcast. Owen's going to be out on the road with Roger, but we're going to have guest hosts there. And David Knight had a big heart attack, but he's going to be back in a few weeks. We've got a great crew filling in weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central. And look, I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining about my life. I chose what I've done, and I'm glad I did it, and I do it all over again. But I'll tell you this. America has white shoe boy, Harvard, Yale cancer. A bunch of jackass, arrogant, cocky SOBs who just do nothing but kiss each other's butts all day, and narcotics traffic and money launder, and just shut up on top of the Justice Department and make all the mafias bow down to them and pay homage. It is just a filthy, horrible, corrupt group of narcotics traffickers, going back to George Herbert Walker Bush and Yale and Skull and Bones. So that's all a fact, and I'm sick of these bullies squatting on top of America and having their way with us. Now, here's the good news. I'm going to tell them again. Soros just jumped on board. Infowars.com, ZeroHedge.com story. Zero Hedge article post on Infowars. He just gave his big Davos speech. He always tells people what to jump on next year, what to short. He said, oh, China's this horrible tyranny. We're going to take it down. When it's exactly what he wants to set up. But that shows Trump and his right actions is now shows that we're beating China in the trade war and other things. So even Soros has joined onto the bandwagon. The yellow vest. Macron is on the verge of collapsing. Maduro in Venezuela is on the verge of collapsing. Everywhere positive things are happening. So believe me, if you weren't out there supporting, if all of you weren't out there taking action, if the good members of Congress, the Freedom Caucus weren't fighting and going through all this hell, we'd be in a much worse position. But it's so clear cut. It looks to me to be so easy when you've got cartoon level Fox in the hen house saying that there's all these Russians when there's no Russians, and then trying to put everybody in prison, and then the indictments are never Russia, and then the people saying everybody's a foreign agent are the globalists getting rid of the very country, saying the president's bad for saying the nation exists. So, what does the president need to do? What do we need to do? What's coming next? The so-called slam dunk indictment of Stone. You read the thing. Other than some colorful language to Randy Credico, he's saying, get to Assange, get the documents, find out what's in them. The whole media was doing that. We were failures. We were never successful. Roger didn't work here then, but we were talking to him. We were sending emails to WikiLeaks, and they were ignoring us. So just the idea that this is a hoax within a hoax within a hoax, and then they just state that, oh, the Russians run Assange with no proof. It's just asinine fiction and crap. Roger, final comments. Owen, final comments on this evening's broadcast.
You know, the real irony here is that I am being prosecuted for lying to the Congress when it is Comey and McCabe and Brennan and Clapper and Hillary Clinton who are surrounded with a tissue of lies, yet they pay no penalty for that. And when you say that, the left says, oh, that's whataboutism. No, it's calling out the hypocrisy and the inequality of the application of justice in this country. Donald Trump could change that. He's the one man who has the authority to change that. We need a special counsel to investigate the largest treasonous crime in American history, Uranium One. We need a special counsel to investigate the illicit and unconstitutional use of surveillance by the intelligence agencies against Donald Trump's campaign. We need a special counsel and an honest Justice Department to investigate the illicit use of the intelligence services. You notice that in my indictment, there's no mention of my interaction with Henry Greenberg. That was one of the things that Adam Schiff harped on, that I'd forgotten being approached by a Russian. But it's not in the indictment because they don't want to talk about who Henry Greenberg really was, an FBI informant working for James Comey, sent to compromise me and try to entrap Donald.
And we know they've been trying the same stuff on us. Corsi has said he's, quote, willing to testify against you. When you actually watch the clip, he just says, yeah, the statements about our discussions are accurate. I don't want to be enemies with Corsi. I just know that when you sit there and you look at him, his story has changed over and over again. Do you briefly want to speak to that?
No, that's exactly true. So he was perfectly willing to bear false witness against me. No, the memo he wrote me was not part of some elaborate cover story. I have text messages, emails, metadata that disproves that. That was suggested to him by the special counsel. No, I didn't know about the NBC Billy Bush tape in advance, and I didn't direct him to do anything about it. These are falsehoods, but they're not among the indictment on me, interestingly enough. They may be involved in his coming indictment, which I believe may be coming because he's been unwilling to cooperate them on some things. Those things don't include Roger Stone.
Speaking of that, arch criminal Clapper and Brennan, they've both been loved to lie directly to Congress in bald-faced ways, especially Clapper, saying that, oh, there are a whole bunch of indictments coming. Get ready. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, well, we shall see. I mean, the real question is Donald Trump Jr. really on the firing line? Is he in Mr. Mueller's crosshairs? I'm not aware of anything illegal that he has done. But as this indictment shows up, you don't have anything. These are all process crimes after the fact. They have nothing to do with the 2016 election. They are, as I have been predicting for 2 years, this is fabrication. This is a frame job. Everything involved here is taken out of context. And then watching these ridiculous talking heads on CNN and MSNBC, the legal experts who can't even read my entire testimony, but say this is a slam dunk, this is a sure thing. They know nothing, Alex. My lawyers think this is this indictment is as thin as piss on a rock. They think that it is beatable. They think the government witnesses, if they are who we believe they are totally impeachable, either on the basis of their own self-interest in telling lies or their desires for revenge based on political battles. So I'm not going to fold, that I can tell you, but I am deeply concerned about having the resources to move forward.
Oh, let me bring that up, because if we all just say, hey, StoneDefenseFund.com, and I say, hey, folks, buy some products with your support, if people don't support you and understand that you're a linchpin to their whole system and that they're trying to break your will to make you bear false witness, if people don't back you, then they're backing the globalists. So StoneDefenseFund.com, if they don't go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and great films and great books and great supplements and things they need, then the globalists will be able to shut us down. It's been a beautiful thing that we've withstood this long. But it shows that there aren't many men out there that were willing to actually stand up and put a fight up against Hillary. We're being punished for Hillary being defeated. We're being punished for being loyal Americans and helping kickstart the heart of America with a defibrillator. And we've done that. And the globalists are trying to put the genie back in the bottle. It's critical we stay on the front lines. It's critical that we stay vocal. It's critical that as we go into this very dark time, as America fights for its life, that InfoWars be here. And just as important as buying products, InfoWarsStore.com, is, again, the articles, the videos, the live stream feeds, the local stations. However you listen, tell people to tune in. Because so many folks walk to me on the street and they go, oh, I love your show. Haven't seen it in a few months since you're off YouTube. And I'm like, go to InfoWars.com. Go sign up for the free newsletter. InfoWars.com/newsletter. Go watch the video. Share them there. It's there. Sign up for the free podcast. Again, people got habituated to listening for years. Then they take us off these platforms in the hope that they just think we're gone. Now, a lot of folks came to InfoWars and figured it out. But again, this is a total race with the devil, ladies and gentlemen, and we need your prayers and support. We have a lot of great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com. And when you go to InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, you'll see some of the very best products out there in the world at amazing prices. And again, StoneDefenseFund.com as well. Roger, I mean, I know $100,000 or so has come in, but I know how these lawyers are and how this works. You're facing the whole government. We're going to be talking about a couple million dollars here unless they have you roll over and lie about Trump.
Well, I'm not going to do that, Alex, but they have unlimited tax dollars to fund their inquisition. They answer to no one. They have no oversight from the Congress or the executive branch. Robert Mueller is all powerful. It's really quite unconstitutional.
It's incredible. We're out of time, gentlemen. We'll be following you live in D.C. the next few days with Owen, the crew that's there. Owen, 30-second final comment. Owen Schroyer.
Well, if the Democrats and the mainstream news want to make Roger Stone the biggest story in the world, then we're going to make Roger Stone the biggest story in the world, and we're going to tell the true story. This is an innocent man who was set up by a cabal of criminals led by Robert Mueller, who has been containing and covering up crimes of the deep state for decades. If you want to make Roger Stone the big story, we'll make Roger Stone the big story, and we'll give you the truth about it at InfoWars.com.
That's right. It's a battle of wills, lies versus truth. And it's everybody's fight. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Spread those links. Counterthink's coming up. It's on your local station. Ask them to pick it up or watch it for free right now at InfoWars.com/show. We'll be back. Stay with us.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely to normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.